Welcome to Health Butts and Guts, on the forefront of intestinal health and nutrition. Tune in with Mel and Kelv for enlightening tales of coffee enemas, perennial bleaching, and holistic teachings. Lovely.
Hey, Cal.
When?
Hold on for a second. Hello. So annoying, stupid telemarketers. Hey, Cal.
You don't like telemarketers, Mel?
No.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, yes, said no one ever.
I've seen some pretty funny things, but I don't want to talk about telemarketers because I know today is a short shits. So, are you excited to hear what I'm going to tell you about today?
Yeah, I've been trying to like think of what you would talk about, but I couldn't figure it out. So hit me with it.
All right. So this, I feel like Bill Nye, the science guy, I finally figured out, I know you've heard about me talk about glutathione. And I've never really been able to fully explain to you what it was or like how it works. And so I tried to dig deep and tried to really figure out what it is and try and explain to you like everything about glutathione.
Okay.
I know it sounds like chlorophyll, more like borophyll, but it's really, really, really interesting. Just so you know, it is anti-aging, and that's like what it's based, like the big thing is for me. Superficial. But okay, so glutathione is, they consider it the master detoxifier. So it is an antioxidant. It's a compound. It's classified as a tripeptide. And I'm like, what the hell is a tripeptide? Which is basically, it's made up of three amino acids that they protect your cells, like three important amino acids. If you even care what those amino acids are, the three are obviously tripeptide is, I don't even know how to say them, but it's cysteine, glutamic acid, and glycine. Whatever that means, I don't know, but they protect your cells. Basically, they're amino acids that protect your cells. So that being said, the largest stores of glutathione, they're found in your liver, and that's where it detoxes like all the harmful shit so that they can be excreted through your bile. Like all the toxins can be excreted through your bile. So but the glutathione, it's not only stored in your liver, but it's also they find it in your lungs and in your intestinal tract. But why do you need the glutathione? Okay, wait, hold on one second. Some of the glutathione is released from your liver directly into your bloodstream. So it makes sure that your red blood cells, they're doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing while your white blood cells are being protected. So I don't know how you can explain more scientifically than that. What's that?
No, I'm just saying it makes sense because I've been learning how like your liver breaks down proteins and amino acids are, I believe, a form of protein. And if you don't have enough proteins in your body or your liver isn't functioning properly, then I think it's the plasma in your blood starts to leak out of your veins. And that's how people get edema, which is like the tissue underneath your skin starts to fill up with water. And so it makes sense. So maybe the glutathione is what's helping protect also like your blood vessels and stuff like that.
Yeah, it basically like prevents like buildup of toxins that can contribute to like, it's called the oxidative stress, mm-hmm. which like damages our body, which is also that what's like how aging happens. Mm-hmm. So like lots of like signs of aging and also chronic conditions like cancer, like you said, they're all associated with really, really low levels of glutathione. So you can potentially by, you can like supplement the glutathione, or your body actually naturally makes it. And as we age, our bodies either, they can't figure out if it's just like slows down or our body uses more of it and can't keep up.
Oh, that's so funny. So like what can you do to supplement it outside of your body? Like, is there foods or is it just like supplements?
Yeah. Vitamins? Well, so there are, you can do foods like sulfur rich foods, like mushrooms are really high in sulfur, mm-hmm. like clean meats, eggs, or like fish. Those are really high in sulfur and those can help. You can also do, you know, more of like a synthetic route. There's like powders all over the internet. I was looking at like different powders, pills, drops. They even had like a topical patch that you would put in like a venous area, like the bottom of your foot or your wrist, because then it absorbs straight into your bloodstream. But a lot of them I saw would be like 100 times more effective. But so that being said, having them being like 100, there also was, I saw injections, but they're selling the injections as anti-aging, which is crazy, rather than going like a health stance with it. I did meet a couple just recently where the guy is going through an autoimmune issue and he's getting injections of it for health reasons. But what I saw all over the internet is it's like they're promoting it as anti-aging. But
that's wild.
Your body can remember how I was like, oh my God, you know, the reason why I do these coffee enemas is because your body produces glutathione by like 600 to 700%. And I was like, I cannot figure out why that is, mm-hmm. you know, like I couldn't figure out the proper verbiage. So I did print that out from the Vitality Center, and they call it the blood purification. So this is basically their breakdown of how that happens, how your body makes it. So besides eating, you know, you can eat high sulfur rich foods. You can also supplement, whether it's powders, pills, drops, patches, injections, or the coffee enema, which it says the lower colon is designed to reabsorb liquids from waste. Two acids in coffee are absorbed into the portal vein system, which leads directly to your liver. These palmitic acids boost one of the body's most powerful detoxifier, the glutathione. So the glutathione enzyme system by up to 700%. The glutathione captures and metabolizes toxins and binds them with reduced glutathione, the body's master antioxidant, in the liver and escorts them out of the body via the colon. All of your blood passes through the liver every 3 minutes. Because a coffee enema is typically held for 15 minutes, it facilitates the elimination of toxins, purifies the blood, and prevents the reabsorptions and recycling of toxic bile. That is the scientific reason on why I'm like, it's like an oil change. Now do you get why I say it's like an oil change?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, so if your body can naturally produce that, you know, like people are saying, oh, you could do all these supplements. Why would you not want to do a coffee enema like once a month as your natural oil change, just to get those like crazy toxins out of your body?
Right.
And also for like losing, yeah, But also for losing weight, you need glutathione to metabolize carbs, like carbohydrates.
Oh, so then it helps with weight loss.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Yay. So I love it.
That's my nerdy. That's as good as I can get with, like, I can't even read half the words that I was like trying to study. It's like, oh my gosh. But I understand how it works. But on that scientific level, it's like, whoa, you know, these tripeptides and, you know, it goes so far over my head, but I know how great it is for the body, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Cause it's like, we sit there and we're like, coffee enemas are good for you. You should do it. And then everyone's like, why? I'm not going to put something in my butt and like have all these fears and everything. But then once you learn about the benefits, where it helps with like so many people's needs, like if, even if someone's like, I don't care about the detoxing part, I just want to look young, I don't care about anything else, or I just want to burn more carbs, or I do want to be healthy and detox and prevent certain diseases. It's like a fit for everyone.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I know. Unless, I mean, coffee enemas are not for everyone, just because glutathione could be, but figuring out how to get it in, you know, might be a little different. But to like, just researching glutathione alone, it seems like the highest amount of getting it into the body, well, it's already in there, but by getting it going is the coffee enema. All these other supplements say like by 100%, except for I couldn't find more information on injections. Like I said, like they were just promoting anti-aging rather than the health aspect. So I wasn't able to see like how much was being absorbed. But they also, there is one thing that when you were talking about like supplemental glutathione, it can get really expensive. And it's one on this book that I was reading, it said it's better to supply the body with the raw materials that it uses to make this compound, which I was saying in the beginning, like those, the tripeptides, which is the three, that cysteine, the glutamic acid, and the glycine. There is this like supplement, which I've taken from Dr. Robles before. I don't know if you've seen it. It's pretty common. They have them at Sprouts. It's NAC, N-A-C, which, gosh, the scientific thing, it's like N-acetyl form of cysteine, which they say could be like a better form of getting the glutathione in, because it's all the compounds.
Right. Okay. So do you have to eat those things for then your body to break them down to create the glutathione? Or, I mean, that's what I'm assuming that you have to do. Or when you do the coffee enemas, like, is the coffee causing your liver to like produce more of it?
No. So it's, let's see, the acids that are in the coffee, they boost your body to basically release, because the glutathione is stored mainly in our liver. It just sits in there, but it's also in our lung and in our, it's stored our lung and I don't remember the other place. Oh, your intestinal tract.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Okay. But then eating those other things boosts your supply.
Correct.
Okay, got it. Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah, girl. Isn't that wild?
Yeah, I love it. Now it like all of the pieces of that puzzle are put together and it all makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, like if you have like an ailment, like if you do have a certain cancer, or I did see a lot of reads about like glutathione and Parkinson's disease go hand in hand, a lot of different cancers. So if, I mean, of course we all know I'm not a doctor, but if I had an ailment, I would definitely look into how glutathione can affect my condition. You can also, you can get it checked. Like you can go get like your blood work done and see your levels of glutathione.
Oh, That's a good one. I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow, so I'm going to ask them to add it on there.
Yes.
Nice. Cool.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kel.
Go get your glutathione. Do your research. See
your coffee enemas. And it's more cost effective doing the coffee enema, especially with the Core Vital 20% promo codes that we have too.
Oh my gosh. I love it. HBG 20%.
Yeah. You did what?
I did my coffee enema this morning.
Nice. I did one yesterday, but also getting the buckets too off of our Instagram or website or Shopify account makes it also more affordable with your coffee.
Yay. Don't subscribe.
I was just gonna say, but don't buy it.
Don't tell your friends that you're doing coffee enemas.
Till our next time. I got a good short shit for you next time too.
Thanks for listening. Love you, boo.
Okay, love you. Bye.